And now I want to introduce yet another person who requires no introduction whatsoever, and that is His Eminence Cardinal Regali, a great and longtime friend. And there are no adequate words to express what his friendship and support and role as liaison to us has been over all of these many, many years. There are few people that can incorporate the words and places Rome, Madagascar, and Tennessee in one curriculum vitae. So that represents just the wealth of experience and wisdom in the role that you've played, not only for us, but for the whole church. And we're very grateful to hear from you, Your Eminence.
Thank you very much, Sister. You know, it was years ago when Cardinal Hickey was the liaison that I had many contacts with Archbishop Laurie. He was so faithfully at the side of Cardinal Hickey, and I feel inferior now coming at the end of his great presentation, but so be it. Dear sisters, dear friends in our Lord Jesus Christ, it is indeed a privilege to speak to you today on the subject that has been presented to both Archbishop Laurie and myself for reflection. And that subject is the CMSWR, a gift of the church to religious life. So that was the exact theme that I was trying to point out. A gift of the church, because the church, you belong to the church, and the church owns you, and the church gives you to religious life. As the title for my talk, I was thinking of borrowing a Latin phrase that has been used in the sacred liturgy, although in an entirely different context. And the phrase is this, which we find in the ordination rite: et scio et testificor. Et scio et testificor. These words have been used to assert the worthiness of candidates for sacred orders. I felt that I could apply this phrase to our present subject of the CMSWR as being a gift of the church to religious life. I didn't mean to be presumptuous, but it seemed to me that from past experience, I could say with so many others, I know and I testify. Yes, the CMSWR is indeed a gift of the church to religious life. And so many people have experienced this. And we praise God. We recall how the Second Vatican Council, in its decree, Perfecte Caritatis, formulated norms for the appropriate renewal of religious life, stating, and this is very important, stating that the fundamental norm is the following of Christ as proposed by the gospel, and that this is the supreme law for all communities. And it's the supreme law for the CMSWR. We remember how after Vatican II, there was a great deal, there was great zeal and much intensity in seeking to understand and to experience, to put into practice, what was considered appropriate renewal in religious life. In those days, there emerged, however, a great diversity of interpretation on how religious life was to be lived in the United States and elsewhere in the church in the post-conciliar period. This diversity was found in individual religious, their institutes, and their associations. At that time, efforts were being made. People were striving to do the right thing. Efforts were being made to find clarity and mutual support in living, in charity, the essential elements of religious life, including the vow of obedience, common prayer, common life, and a common apostolate. It became evident that the different viewpoints were expressed with significant tension and eventually manifested some irreconcilable differences in the interpretation of the meaning of religious life and how it was to be lived. In this context, the CMSWR began to come into existence. Actually, it was preceded, it was mentioned earlier, by other associations like the Consortium Perfecta Caritatis and also the Institute on Religious Life. During the early years of development, while I served in the Secretariat of State, beginning at the very beginning of the years, the 70s, I could attest to the great interest there was in making sure that developing associations would not lead to further divisions for religious to cope with. There was sensitivity, from my viewpoint, in the Roman Curia as to how to maintain the unity of religious. It was thought that there were certainly some advantages in having one association whose members would respectfully hold different views on various aspects of religious life and aspects that were open to discussion. As time passed, however, the limitations of sincere dialogue emerged. There was lack of agreement in important areas of the church's teaching. Some religious felt that certain differences were now irreconcilable, and that another association in which they would find support was needed for them. By the early 1990s, the situation had greatly evolved from what it was in the 1970s. It was easier now for some to see that certain matters could not be adequately treated in one association. At this point, we might respectfully ask if the great understanding that the church has always shown to the need for accepting, acknowledging variety and important differences in religious life was not a motivating cause that led finally to the approval of the CMSWR. Before recalling some of the aspects of the CMSWR and its founding, it is fitting to recall some basic observations of Pope Francis just before he inaugurated the year of consecrated life in November 2014. He presented to the church what he called the three aims of the year of consecrated life about to be inaugurated. The first aim being, he said, to look to the past with gratitude. The second, to live the present with passion. The third, to embrace the future with hope. It's interesting, see how many times this hope comes up. This hope is so magnificent. I lost my place here. The words that Pope Francis spoke in regard to religious institutes lend themselves to a measure of valid application, it seems to me, also for associations of institutes. With regard to history, Pope Francis observed, "Recounting our history is essential for preserving our identity, for strengthening our unity as a family, and for our common sense of belonging. He went on to say, to tell our story is to praise God and to thank him for his gifts. And so in speaking about the great merits of the CMSWR, it has nothing to do with any neo-triumphalism. It's simply to praise God. After citing these encouraging words of Pope Francis, I wish to refer briefly to that history of the CMSWR which helps lead to the conviction that yes, the CMSWR is truly, as our theme says, a gift of the church to religious life. In 1992, the CMSWR came into being with the selection of four ad hoc interim officers for the new association. These sisters have served so generously in the association, helping to make it an effective means of support, and that's what it aims to do, a means of support for all of the members. These pioneers merit prayerful gratitude. They are Mother Christine Bourne, Mother Vincent Marie Finnegan, who was later also designated as the ad hoc chair, Mother Mary Bernard Nettle, who also very graciously obtained for me useful archival matter, and Mother Mary Quentin Sheridan. In subsequent years, the structure and the activities of the CMSWR developed and were solidified. The Council, for example, participated in Rome in the Synod of Bishops on the subject of consecrated life. In its November general meeting in 1994, the National Conference of Catholic Bishops voted to invite the CMSWR to be part of its Mixed Commission on Religious Life and Ministry. Up to this time, the Mixed Commission had been known as the Tri-Conference Commission on Religious Life and Ministry. Earlier that year, the Leadership Conference of Women Religious and the Conference of Major Superiors of Men had both voted to invite the CMSWR's participation. The positive vote of the two conferences on religious life is of important significance in recognizing the various differences and the real desire to collaborate. In the following years, the CMSWR continued to expand its activities. It participated in various World Youth Days and likewise in the Synod of Bishops on America, with Mother Mary Quentin speaking on the priesthood and Mother Mary Bernard on the elderly. In 2004, the CMSWR sponsored a Eucharistic Congress at the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, where there was a reference already to this. And this Eucharistic Congress certainly confirmed a Eucharistic priority for the Council. And this Eucharistic priority in various dimensions contributes greatly to recognizing the CMSWR as a gift of the church to religious life.